back deep to accept the kickoff from Maryville is Walker Thomas. High end over and kick that Thomas is going to take at the 7. He's now to the 10, the 15. Looks to come around to the right to the 20. Pushed back at the 17-yard line by Maryville, John Schenkel.
Walker Thomas.
I think Schenkel, was that a professional bowler at some time? I don't know.
Sounds good.
Maybe it's the guy that used to do the play-by-play on ABC.
Chris Schenkel.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you went back a few years, Mark.
Well, Butch, I don't know if you know this, but I'm 45 now.
I don't want to tell you.
You know what that means for you.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here's the Hornets on offense. Clampett hands the ball off, and the running back might have gained a half yard. That was Connor Dixon on the carry, the senior.
Yeah, I just had my 50th class reunion last weekend. Your dad and I did. Oh, dear.
But you had a good time, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the important
thing. Had wheelchair races. Had a big time.
All right, we're looking for a pass here as Clampett goes in shotgun formation. To his right is Connor Dixon. Four wide receivers are set. Clampett standing back at his own 10. Now he's getting pressure. Has to throw as he's hit. Almost intercepted at the 30. But it's incomplete. Steens was on the coverage of the intended receiver there for the Hornets. It'll bring up a 3rd and 9 for Chillicothe at their own 19-yard line. Maryville just continues to pressure the Hornet quarterback. 15 seconds remains on the play clock as the Hornets break huddle. Maryville's already set on defense. Two backs remain in the backfield for Clampett, who goes under center. Clampett rolls to his left, looking to throw again. He sets up, throws. It's caught at the 35 for a first down and more as number 84, Ryan Smith, the sophomore, brings down his second reception of the night out to the Chillicothe 42-yard line. Derek Steens on the coverage, the junior linebacker.
Ryan Smith's going to be a good one. He's tall and lanky, and he does a nice job of catching the football, and on that play he caught it. Made a nice little gain after the catch. Gets the ball down to the 43-yard line of Chillicothe, so keeps the drive alive here with 4:24 to go in the third quarter.
Zach Alperin comes into the ball game, another sophomore. He'll be wide to the right with Vincent. Clampett rolls to his right, looking to throw. Pressure caught out of the backfield. It's Hatfield, but as he tried to turn upfield, he slipped on the turf. A gain of 1 yard by Hatfield.
A little self-tackleization there.
He had some running room,
too. He had some running room. There's a lot of green grass in front of him. Might mention, this is an absolutely gorgeous grass field. They have just done a beautiful job. I was up here last spring for the track meet, the district track meet, and this field was just nothing but clay dirt.
Wow.
And they said they planted this in July, believe it or not.
3:40 remains, third quarter. 40-7 the score. Clampett goes back to pass, throws out of the backfield to Hatfield. Hatfield catch, one-arm catch, moves upfield, crosses the Hornet 45, gets up to the Chillicothe 47 before he's tackled by Jordan Zeck, a junior. It'll bring up a 3rd and 7 for the Hornets at their own 47-yard line. This timeout reminds us it's time to visit Woody's in Chillicothe and get wowed. Vincent, wide to the right, he scored the lone touchdown tonight, a touchdown reception from Clampett. 3rd and 7, big third down as Clampett goes back to pass, throwing from the Hornet 40. It's a receiver that catches it. I believe that's Smith again. It is Ryan Smith, another reception there. Eric Bostwick on the coverage. Bostwick's been busy tonight as he's had a lot of Hornet receivers catching passes in front of him. It's another first down, Butch.
Another first down. That is the second first down of this drive. Fifth first down of the half.
2:54 remains, third quarter. Chillicothe again in Maryville territory tonight. And now there's a timeout called. Who's it called by? Is it called by the refs?
Nope.
Timeout Hornets. Thank you, man upstairs. Hornets have two timeouts remaining. Maryville all three as the score is 40-7 right now. Maryville on top. They've got the ball, though, in Maryville territory. First and 10 at the Maryville 42-yard line. Clampett takes the snap, rolls to his right, still has time, throws to Hatfield out of the backfield. He catches it, 35, 30, 25, goes out of bounds at the 24-yard line of Maryville. Butch, another first down.
Be the third first down of this drive.
Guy Vincent threw a good block to give Hatfield some more running room to pick up that first down. And Chillicothe inching their way even further into Maryville territory.
Ball at the 28-yard line, or 23-yard line of Maryville.
Alperin comes out of the ball game, replaced by Spencer Hart at the right tight end position. Hatfield, Dixon, and Vincent in the backfield, all three seniors getting set for Clampett, who has a strong line to the left. Clampett counter pitches to Vincent, crosses the 25, now the 20, sidesteps to the defender, but got tripped up inside the 20. They're going to spot him at the 19. I was hoping for another yard there, referee. Nonetheless, positive yardage picked up. It's second and 7 now for the Hornets with 2:25 remaining in the third. Clampett gets the play from the east sidelines and runs all the way back into the huddle. Vincent, Dixon, and Hatfield are in the backfield. Strong line to the left for Clampett. Clampett takes a snap, handoff to Hatfield. He evades one lineman at the line of scrimmage and drives forward into the Maryville secondary for a gain of about 2 yards down to about the 17-yard line goes Hatfield. Tackle made by Tyler Tripp, a 6'1", 200-pound junior. I've yet, I think, to call a senior on this team except for Walter.
That's a little frightening, isn't it?
Yeah. Randy and I were talking about that in the second quarter. They've got a lot of underclassmen.
They do. A lot of sophomores on this team, too.
Vincent, Hatfield, and Dixon are in the backfield. Clampett goes back to pass. Looks over the middle for it. Caught! Smith, the sophomore, with his first varsity touchdown. Here in Maryville, Missouri, with 1:23 remaining in the third quarter, it makes the score Maryville 40, Chillicothe 13. Beautiful throw there from sophomore to sophomore, Clampett to Smith.
Yeah, Smith caught that ball, and he acted like he does that every day.
Yeah.
His first varsity touchdown.
Boy, when I was a sophomore, Butch, if I would have caught something like that, it would have been spiked right into the turf. Then I would have been benched for the whole rest of the game with the penalty. All right, here's the extra point attempt by Rieger. He's 1-for-1 so far tonight. Here's the kick to the left. No good. Chillicothe just scored a moment ago. A Tyler Clampett second touchdown throw of the night, this time to Ryan Smith. Makes the score Maryville 40, Chillicothe 13. As Chillicothe's Rieger has it teed up at the north 40-yard line. He approaches the kick. It looks like they're going to kick an onside kick, try to get this ball back. They need to as they are down by 27 points. Here's the onside kick. It's a good one. It rolls around at midfield. Chillicothe indicates they've got the ball back. Let's see what the call is here. Remember, folks, we got a full moon rising here tonight.
That's right.
Is it the Hornets? It's the Hornets, Butch. It's the Chillicothe Hornets football at midfield.
Right at midfield, right on the 50-yard line.
That was a beautiful onside kick.
Very well executed. Got a good bounce, and Chillicothe gets the football.
I'm serious, Butch. That full moon has risen in about the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's creating its magic right now.
All right, first and 10 for Chillicothe. Clamp it under center as Ryan Smith wide to the left along with Vincent. Two backs are in the backfield. Back to pass goes Clampett. He pumps once. He's pressured. He's sacked back at the 45 of Maryville. Sacked by Charlie Coleman. Oh, my. I'm going to have nightmares tonight of that Charlie Coleman and the PA address announcer tonight. What do you think, Butch?
Yeah.
Been calling his name all night.
He won't be alone.
He's been playing good football
yes,
tonight.
Yes, he has. He really has.
Second down and 15 for the Hornets. The ball now sitting after that quarterback snack by Coleman back at the Chillicothe 45. As the clock is continuing to run, we're under 1 minute remaining, third quarter. Chillicothe needs to move a little bit quicker on offense. Vincent wide to the right, two back split in the backfield for Clampett. Clampett goes back to pass, plenty of time, unloads over the middle, incomplete pass for Guy Vincent, who dived for the ball at the Maryville 43-yard line. Had he caught it, he would have been short of the first down. It does stop the clock, however, with 31 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Capacity crowd here tonight. Probably about 4,000 people all bundled up.
Yeah, it's typical. It's a good football weather, though, Mark.
Ryan Smith wide to the left. Guy Vincent wide to the right. Clampett back to pass. Being pressured, rolls to his left. Has to throw it out of bounds. He was in the grass. Were they going to say intentional grounding? There is finally a flag that comes out by the referee in the Hornet backfield. I'm kind of questioning, is he going to call a penalty on himself for lateness of the flag there, Butch? I mean, he paused for at least 10 seconds.
He had to survey the situation, see if there was a receiver over there, and there wasn't. That's a good call. It's 5 yards from the point of infraction and loss of down. So it'll put the ball at the Hornet 30, fourth down, and half of Nottoway County to go here.
It's 4th and 30, Butch. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
4th and 30.
Well, I'm glad somebody could calculate for me.
Spencer Hart wide to the right. Ryan Smith wide to the left as Vincent is going to punt this ball away. Doing a good job tonight punting. Pushes Walter back. The ball bounces at the Maryville 25. He picks it up on the bounce. He's at back to the Maryville 20. Now the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40. He's still on his feet at midfield. He's at the Chillicothe 45. Finally brought down at the 40. Ball comes loose at the last second, but he was already down by Guy Vincent. And there's now 5.9 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and Walter has changed the momentum here slightly again to Maryville sidelines. As that silenced the Chillicothe faithful, who right now thought maybe we were going to get back in this ball game, as we're down right now 40-13.
Yeah, it's a beautiful return that time. I thought it was going to go out of bounds. But Maryville wasn't going to do with that, and they got the ball deep into Hornet territory.
Kyle Leslie wide to the right. Baker takes a snap from center, hands off to Steens. Steens goes off left tackle, gets down to the 35, and that'll be the final play of the third quarter of this Missouri Class 3 District 16 ball game between Chillicothe and Maryville.